Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, obviously, I was, I was disappointed in the jury's decision back on March 8th to find Mr. Colon only guilty of the manslaughter instead of the murder. The judge even said today at sentencing that she believed it was intentional, and so I obviously believe it was intentional as well, and the judge believed it as well. But unfortunately, the jury didn't, and that's the system that we have, and I respect the system. I think though that what I take away in talking to my DAs who prosecuted the case was that I asked them point blank, what do you think the number one reason why the jury came back with manslaughter instead of murder? And, they told me that they just believe that the jury did not like the victim's past. It came out of trial that the victim, had a past history. The victim's dead, so I don't want to stomp on his grave and talk about his past history, but I'll just leave it at the victim had a history, and the victim and the defendant knew one another. They had a history together as well. We believe it was over a girl, but I don't know that definitively. But based upon what I can gather, they had a long-standing feud amongst themselves. And so the jury came to the conclusion that this was manslaughter instead of murder, and that's unfortunate, I believe, because I would have liked to see life on the back end here. I got 20 years on the front end now, so I am happy about that. That to me is satisfying to the family, obviously, to get that 20 years. But I would have liked to had the life on the back end, obviously.
Is there any way, any context to explain why the jury would not want to go with a murder charge? I know you mentioned about the past and everything, but this guy is coming on the 190 during rush hour, intentionally firing 7 shots into a car,
correct,
two of which hit his head.
Three. Well, two hit his head and one hit his shoulder.
So,
yeah.
How is,
I don't know.
There would not be intent there.
I don't know. I don't know. I can't fathom it. Well, first of all, just so you know, it was total coincidence that he saw him on the I-90, 190. He didn't follow him from home or anywhere. All right, so they both happened to be coming up on the 190 over here at the same time. So it was a total coincidence that he saw that the victim was seen by the defendant. But the defendant, when he got up on the 190. Immediately got over into the far left-hand lane on purpose and came up upon his vehicle in the far left-hand lane, rolled the passenger window down, and fired 7 shots across his seat into the driver's side of the victim's car. And again, like you said, Mike, 7 shots were fired. 2 hit him in the head, 1 hit him in the shoulder. The victim's mother happened to be in the front passenger seat. Thank God she didn't get hurt here. So I cannot fathom how this was not intentional. You have, unfortunately, situations where you have jury nullification. Jury nullification is a problem. And it's a problem in the sense that, if the jury doesn't like someone, I mean, my dad practiced law for 35 years. He was a civil attorney, but he did a lot of civil trial work. And he told me when I was in law school and becoming a lawyer, he said, the most important thing is that if a jury likes your client, and that's the most important thing in a trial. My dad taught me that 25 years ago, and he's right. Now, my client in this case was the victim. Obviously, my client is the state of New York, but if we get down to the brass tacks here, right, my client is the victim, and I don't think the jury liked my client.
Do you think they liked the defendant?
No, I don't. But so that's why it's called jury nullification. They didn't totally nullify it, Mike. They didn't totally nullify it from the sense that, you know what, we're going to let him off the hook. They nullify it from the sense, well, you know what, I don't like Flynn's client here, so I'm not going to go with murder. I don't like the defendant either, so I'm not going to let him off. So let's cut it down the middle here and give manslaughter.
Have you talked to the family at all, Marciano?
Personally, no, but my people have, though. Yeah, and my people talk to him today, and talk to him obviously after the verdict, and the family is the family's upset. The family does not understand how this is not intentional murder, and I agree with the family of the victim. I don't understand it either. You heard today the judge; she said it was intentional murder. The judge doesn't understand it either, and it's something that it's something that you can't explain. I can try to explain it now, like I'm doing right now, as far as this whole nullification theory. But I don't know for sure if that's the case. I'm just using the best information that I have.
I know you obviously want to tread lightly, and you don't want to ever criticize a judge, but
correct.
Not getting 25 years of prison is that much more disappointing, especially if she said in court that she
yeah. Yeah, no. I mean, it's 20 is a big number. 20 is a big number. She did give him the 5 years post-release supervision on top of that. Obviously, you were in the courtroom. You know, we asked for the max. We asked for the full 25 years. So I'm much more disappointed in the jury's verdict than I am with the sentence, because again, I 20 is a big number. And 20 years, this individual now will be off the streets now and will not be able to cause anyone harm. And I hope that brings some sense of justice to the family.
Cologne's defense attorney said that Cologne was the kind of man you'd want your daughter to date.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I would disagree with that totally. I mean, again, I didn't know Mr. Cologne at all. I never met the man, obviously. I never hung around him, so I don't definitively know what kind of guy he is. But I can tell you that actions speak, actions matter. And, you know, here was an individual who came upon the victim coincidentally on the freeway and decided to pull up next to his car and to fire 7 shots into his car while they're going 55, 60 miles an hour on the freeway here, with other cars there, with the victim's mother in the front passenger seat of the car. His conduct was inexcusable, and whatever kind of man he may be to his family and friends, I'm not going to disparage that at all, but I will disparage his conduct on July 9th of 2018, and his conduct on July 9th, 2018 qualifies him for jail, and that's where he's going right now.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.